Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Honestly, the only thing I've got stuck in my head at all times is boys and liar.
Oh, and boys and liar.
Like that's honestly, when I'm not speaking, that's all I can hear in my head. Well, hello everyone. Welcome back to the Lux Girl Podcast, Satma and Daisy. And today we're joined by Bea and a new little addition to our sofa, hi. Kate. Kate is our social media assistant. Kate, do you want to tell everyone what you do at Shea Lux and Lux Girl?
I work with Daisy in social, so we do everything really.
Bit of everything.
Yeah.
Bit of
TikTok,
basically,
Instagram.
Yeah. She comes round and says, can I film a TikTok with you? Can
I?
We're
yeah,
the annoying two, aren't we?
Yeah.
The dream team.
Yeah.
No, it's
just a game of bribing and convincing people to
be just saying
be
a lot.
I know I'm always
really
a bit
nice.
Like, fine, I'll do it. But it's actually really nice to
Now
like
it's gone viral, they love it.
No, we love it. Yeah, yeah. At the beginning it was tough, but I think we're doing pretty well now.
I was kind of like crawling over to my desk like,
I'd be like, hi.
Sorry, but
hey, you look so pretty today.
I'm always like, what are you going to make me do?
But
Kate's always like, are you just saying I look good so I can be in a video?
Can you tell us where your cool double denim set is from?
Yeah. So this is from Mango. And it was actually really affordable, which is really nice. I think they were 35, this was 35, and these were 35.
So the whole thing is under 100 quid. I'd say that's pretty good.
Yeah, really good. Really
it's
good.
It's very much calling my name.
I know.
I think
and it's like really comfortable denim.
It. Is
like,
it? It's not too rigid.
It's not like,
really
nice. It's like
I
soft
love
denim.
Mango denim.
Yeah.
I think they're really good. Yeah.
And B, can we just take a moment
for oh my god, the moon boots.
The moon boots.
I'm so into them. And I think I wear them with like loads
I
of...
I think they're so cool.
Yeah.
Well, for people who are listening, by the way, she's wearing, it's kind of like a khaki green ankle like length.
They're the mini,
boot.
They're the mini boots, aren't they?
Yeah.
And what else have you got? You've got the viral bomber that gave us almost a million views on TikTok.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh my god, this bomber is so good. If it comes back, everybody buy it.
This is the H&M one.
It is out of stock and it has been out of stock for a really long time.
I don't think it's coming back, but they did bring it back in jet black.
Did they?
Yeah.
It's just the biggest Frankie shop.
It's just so good.
It's so good. And like honestly, the quality of it is so good. I just can't believe it.
So can you run through the rest of your look?
It's the best thing I bought all year. Naked, just plain black naked, kind of baggy trousers, a Stussy t-shirt. And then, my jacket, my H&M.
Love it.
Love it.
That's really nice. I'm wearing my go-to denim set. It's like a striped. I always say it's from somewhere different. I've realised it's actually from Pull & Bear.
I thought it was always Bershka.
I know, I was like, my Bershka set.
That when that happens, then you look at it and you're like, oh, God.
But no, it's Pull & Bear. It's like a dark denim with a really thin stripe. The Black Gazelle is like copied from Harry Styles. It's on this side. It's very little.
Sweet.
Did you have to pay more for the personalisation?
I think it was like £5 more. Yeah.
So that's
cool.
Yeah.
Nailed that.
Thanks. Daisy, what are you wearing? Some very, very cool jeans.
What is even cooler is the matching waistcoat that goes with it.
Really?
Couldn't quite justify that. So went for the jeans. But yeah, Acne Studios jeans. I've got my slippers on. Socks on.
Ooh, they're nice.
On the bottom,
really
I feel like,
cool,
does it
cool.
say something on the bottom?
Oh, a wine for friends.
Yeah,
oh,
so it's
that's
quite
cute.
And then I've got just a Zara striped shirt on, but it's got a quite cute detailing ribbon
at
the back.
On the back. Yeah. That'd be really nice in summer, actually, if you open it up with like,
a
bikini.
Yeah, and I feel like, exactly, you could... You could bring the ribbon to the front as well, maybe.
I think I've seen people wearing
have
that
you?
The other way around,
So what's everyone been up to? What weekend debriefs?
I mean, guys, I was
out
for the count.
That was basically come back from the dead.
I've literally resurrected.
So I feel really good
now.
Back. It's good to have
but
you back.
But it was a shit week. I don't know what I had, but it really had me out for the count. But
and
much
it's so boring
now.
As well.
It's so boring being
did
sick.
Did you watch loads of TV?
No, because I had such a bad headache the whole time.
Oh,
so I couldn't even binge TV or anything. I honestly slept for like 5 days straight.
Oh,
but we're back now. What have you guys been up to?
I actually had such a quiet weekend.
That's nice.
Like, honestly, I was home alone. It was Friday night and I was just like, I don't know what to do. And I don't really want to go out and do anything. So I just watched telly.
What did you watch?
I watched Outer Banks, which I'm struggling with this season. I'm really pursuing with this season, but I just...
Did you see there was a major video editing error?
I the saw CGI that. I don't even watch in this it, series but I saw it on TikTok.
They have a few people as, I guess, stunt men, you know, like, that swap in and out, and they basically just forgot to... They filmed the front of the stunt guy's face and he didn't look a thing like the main character.
But it was a woman, wasn't it? And the stunt man was a man and he had a beard and it was a small bit and it was
that's
like a
really
bit
bad.
Shocking.
I haven't noticed that. I'm really trying with this series, this season.
I do
season,
also just think maybe we've grown out of it because...
I couldn't. I did 5 minutes good. And I thought...
It was the fact the plane crashed into the water and then they all survived. Like, that just wouldn't happen.
Yeah. Oh, my God, that's so...
No. It was just...
But it's been number one on Netflix, like every time we go on Netflix, so I keep trying, but I think
it's one of those series that's like, it was so good in the first series, and then it was like quite good in the second series.
They've exhausted it.
And then it's just like, you didn't need to write a new one, like, the
cast... Apparently they're doing another,
are all like
for another
30,
series.
The actors are all like 30 now, and...
Yeah, no,
like,
they don't look like they're really...
Really not, you know. I watched a lot of telly this weekend.
That's nice.
It was cold and rainy, there wasn't much else going on.
There wasn't much else to do.
Guys... Amrit and I went to the Sephora.
Oh my God.
Yes. God.
Yeah.
Honestly, it was full of just Gen Zs like us, just running around. Honestly, it was
also in the vlog, that woman that is like, I love that one.
I knew like, she was going to say something. She was like, as soon as the camera was on, she was like, she like really wanted to say
something. For those listening, Amrit and I, and you can watch this on YouTube on our latest Lutz Girl vlog, we were like, let's go to the new Sephora, check it out. We were like, let's make it fun, let's do a challenge. So we both had a list of products to get for each other. So one thing was under £5, one thing was something for your hair, a gadget, and something else that the other person, like their cult favourite. And anyway, we ended up picking loads of the same things for each other, which was so funny. But it was so good, you have to go. Just all of the best things.
It's in Covent Garden, isn't it?
No, it's in Westfield, White City. But they have all these minis of every single product.
Oh, yeah,
and
it's like in colour
coordinated. It's epic. Had everything.
I just like never buy beauty in person anymore, but that like it makes me want to go there.
Well, exactly, and everything is in one place. Everything you can imagine, so you can literally just go there and restock.
You know what I wonder if they'll start doing is, because in Singapore they had Sephora and they started doing like treatments and stuff as well. Like they'd have like a brow studio, or they'd have like you could get your makeup done, or
in the middle there's all that.
Oh, they have
that. You can have facial massages. Can I just say one thing? I went for a facial this weekend.
Oh my God!
Oh yes.
And I fell asleep. And I woke myself up snoring. I went, and I was like,
I've had
and
that
then
so
that moment of realization.
And you're like, this is really embarrassing. Should I say something? And then also you're like annoyed, and I'm like, oh, I'm pissed off because I've missed.
You basically
my
not
thing now.
Experienced
exactly,
it. Yeah,
you were just so relaxed.
And
they
I must get
it all. The
I have
time.
A flashback of my head obviously rolled, and then she lifted it back up for me. And I thought, that is so. But
they
anyway, it was
all the time.
Incredible.
Your
Sarah Challenge, thank
great.
You so much.
Your skin looks really
They put this mud mask on that was like really cold.
Oh yes, that one's really nice.
Heaven.
Also, Cowshed's really good.
You were at Primrose Hill this weekend.
So we went to the Alma Cafe, and they have got one in Primrose Hill.
I was going
to
say,
okay. Oh my God, it is such a lovely, like, the waitress came over and she was like, I keep hearing, like, noises from your table because you guys are so happy. Like, every mouthful I made, I was like, oh my God, it's so good, it's so good. But it was, like the yummiest, like, everything you could want for brunch.
Really?
It was, like, loads of fresh, big bowls of salad, and you just choose your salad, and then choose your meat, choose your topping. Or they did like porridges or like acai bowl.
So what did you have?
I got an
acai
bowl, and then Troy got like everything on the menu. He went like full English, like smoothie, juice, side of extra bacon, which came as like a whole plate stacked up, even though he had bacon on his, he just went for it. And then he was like, I think I want a salad as well. I was like, I think you've done
it. I think
we'll wait. So we went there and I just thought it was amazing. And then, what did you, I had my sister staying over the weekend. Because she was here last week for work experience, so she kind of continued staying. And she's really good at cooking, so she just made us loads of like nice dinners.
Ooh, that's so
and
nice.
Then tried to go into Central to do some shopping and it just started raining. And I just thought, no. I've really found my area in Central that I like though.
Okay,
like I went fully off Central and... like around the back of Soho where there's like
same.
End
that's the only place
wait,
I will go
Carnaby Street way
we're kind of like behind
kind of behind and they've got like Woodward End like
really
they've
nice
got
stuff.
So many good like cool
they also
shops.
Always have really cool pop-ups there as
so what did you cop anything
I didn't but I was looking I feel like I've done a lot of I feel like I look so much that I find it really hard when I go in a store to actually buy something
I think as well with our jobs as well. I feel like all we do is look at products constantly, and then I just don't want to actually buy anything.
And then you kind of go into those shops and like you've already seen like all the pairs of trainers like 100 times.
Well, I've definitely seen them.
So I didn't, but I still really enjoy going into them. And then I think that's about it really.
I watched Finding Michael. Has anyone watched?
Please, can we not talk about spoilers here.
I'm not going to spoiler it for you, Kate.
Wait, sorry, what is this one?
In 1999, Spencer Matthews was 10 years old. He had an older brother who at the time was 22. And he was the youngest Brit to ever summit Everest, but sadly died on his way back down in the death zone, basically. In 2017, his family received a photo being like, this could be your brother, this could be Michael.
As in his body.
Yeah, his body.
Because the bodies get preserved so well.
Oh, because
it's so cold.
Because of the ice. But obviously, it snows, then it melts. So it's highly unlikely that it would be where it was. Anyway, Spencer was like, let's go and find him. So set off with the best people to do it with, a guy called Nims, who's summited 16 of the tallest mountains in the world.
It was really good.
It was amazing. Anyway, we won't spoil it, but it was such a moving documentary.
I was gonna say, really, did they find Michael? Don't ruin it. I'm watching a whole load of random things. I've obviously watched the new season of it. Have any of you guys been watching?
I could never get into it.
So wait, has part two just dropped?
Yeah, part two of the new season's dropped, which I haven't watched yet because that came out when I was ill. But no, it's so good.
Do you not find it really gave me the heebie-jeebies?
Well, yes, but I think it's because of watching him on Gossip Girl. I know him as an actor, and I'm like not that creeped out by him. And he's also quite fit.
Even though he's really obviously creepy as a character.
Oh my god.
I think he plays it so well.
The Tommy guy from Happy Valley at the beginning. I was like, you're fit. And then he was doing some horrific stuff.
No, but even now, the character's... I still haven't finished Happy Valley.
I've never watched that.
But then I was walking, I think I told you this the other day, I was walking down the pavement, and there were some girls behind me talking about the finale.
Oh, that's so sad. And I was really trying to walk.
Spoiler! I was like, don't listen. And like, trying not to listen to their conversation. So I do just need to finish it.
Cole Sprouse on Call Her Daddy, for anyone who hasn't watched, listen, know about it. He's obviously Cody from Sweet Life of Zack and Cody. He's also on Friends. So he was Ross's...
Really? Riverdale.
And Riverdale. Did you guys watch Riverdale?
No.
I watched the first two seasons of it, and then it just got so ridiculous.
Honestly, I feel like everything I've seen from Riverdale since it got shit was against my will. I didn't want to see it.
No.
It's so bad. But anyway.
So, yeah.
He went on Call Her Daddy. I have very mixed feelings about it.
First of all, I find it quite jokes that he literally was dragging cigarette lights.
I know, the whole time.
And did you see the boots? Can I just say, did you see
those
boots?
Someone called the little lad boots.
He walked on those boots and sat down, and I just thought, I can't give this too much. Like, I just can't.
You could just listen to it without watching.
As soon as he came on in that outfit, he was giving major pick me.
Yeah. Pick me energy.
Someone on TikTok said little lad.
Oh my god,
I don't want to be mean, but no, I know. He really icked me out.
He really did. The whole interview gave me the biggest ick. But at the same time, like, he was saying stuff that I was like, this is quite interesting, and like, he's obviously gone through a lot. Like, it made me get to know him better than I thought. I liked
his honesty about Disney, his experience on Disney Channel.
Which I was surprised by.
I was really surprised by it. I was expecting one of those, like, Nickelodeon-esque stories.
Disney fucked me over. Which they all completely messed up.
We said, I'm sure a lot of people had different experiences, and maybe, I think he referenced the fact that they were boys and it was probably a bit easier for them. But he was like, I loved it. It was great. Yeah. And I had a really great time. Yeah. I liked that he was so honest about it, and it wasn't a poor me.
Jumping on a bandwagon about Disney.
He said how supportive his dad was through the whole process. And
I mean, I had no clue about his parents. Like, why would we? But like, I had no clue about his mum and like all that kind of thing. Mm. So for people who don't know, his mum and dad split up when they were really young. And he basically doesn't have a relationship with his mum at all. I think she's got some addiction problems or something like that. So he spoke about that, which
and
was very
she cool, spent a lot of the money that they'd earned in the early days.
It is sad, though. When he was talking about it, he was still very affected, which is fair enough. But it's really nice, the relationship he has with his brother. Like he said, they live 10 minutes down the road from each other.
I also just love, and he started the podcast by saying it to, is it Alex?
Yeah.
Yeah. He was like, I love how like conversational this podcast is. Like, it doesn't feel like it's edited. It feels like they just recorded it and put it out.
Yeah.
Brilliant. I know Alex touched on it. There have been a lot of Disney Channel I say characters, but people like Miley Cyrus, Demi Lovato, that have all had these very
traumatic.
After being sort of this clean, polished, perfect Disney child.
But she talked about that.
They all seem to go through a rebellious stage.
They grow up and they're like, I'm a woman now. This is me. No longer a child.
But then no one wants them to be. No one wants them to grow up. And then they start
being over-sexualized and having all these issues with alcohol and things. And it must be really hard.
Yeah, I mean, it was the same thing with Billie Eilish. Like, one time she went and did that Vogue photo shoot, everyone's like, oh my God, she's sexualizing herself. It's like, she's a woman. Yeah. Like, she's grown up. She's not a child. Like, let her do...
Because you had Miley Cyrus and Wrecking Ball, didn't you?
But it just proves that she was rebelling so much just to be like, I've grown up, I'm not Hannah Montana. Like, just let me be who I want to be and, like, you know what I mean?
So but
I
it is crazy. And they touched on also, like, exploiting children when they're so young.
Yeah.
And I actually watched something on TikTok. It was Miley Cyrus when she did 71 shows back to back.
Yeah.
And they had to quick change her and she only had 60 seconds to turn from Hannah Montana to Miley. And the amount of people that were involved, they were pulling her clothes off, curling her hair. Poor girl was just sort of stood there.
She was like 14 or something.
14. Yeah. Like, it's just crazy.
Yeah, it's obviously going to have an effect on you.
Definitely.
Yeah. But I think... His personality, if you've never seen him in an interview before, would be quite shocking because he is a little bit of like a, I don't even know the word.
He's a bit pick me.
He's a bit like, he's got an ego. Mm. He's like not his character on anything at all. Like he's the opposite.
But yeah, we didn't need to hear about how he lost his virginity.
No, but what this show, I think a lot of people were saying in the comments, but Call Her Daddy is about sex. It started as a sex podcast, which is why people love it so much. So she had to ask that question.
Yeah. Okay.
Which is why I think he gave it that up. Was he was crazy like, I need to give something. I'm going to give you this.
So has anyone heard of the seaweed beauty trend?
Seaweed?
This is what I've said this week. Apparently seaweed has loads of benefits. Mm. Antioxidants. So brands are selling bags of seaweed to put in the bath with you. Okay, and either you can keep it in the bag so it floats, or you can take
really
it out the bag.
I really can't get behind this.
Well, it's like you're sitting in a rock pool.
Hot take. This is a hot take from me. I hate the sea.
I can't be going in the sea.
Yeah, me and too. If a bit of seaweed...
Yeah. I mean, that's really sad.
If a bit of seaweed touches my leg, I will freak out.
But yeah, imagine it'd be like sitting in a rock pool. But apparently we're going to see this year... Revival of seaweed.
Wow.
And its benefits.
I mean, I'd happily have it in a product if it's like with seaweed.
Or a mask. Or a mask.
Yeah. But I think
like,
I would sit in a bath.
It has a funny smell to it as well. Because when it's back in the water, it would go soggy again.
And it touches your leg.
That is horrific. Yeah. I hate the sea as well. I literally never go. I went to Australia, didn't even dip my toe in.
No, I would never even dip my toe in. I love you for this. I've never met anyone else. It's dirty.
And also, can we just talk quickly about Amelia de Moldenberg at the Oscars? I think it's just...
I've hardly seen any content.
I haven't either. I mean, it happened last night, so...
Well, I just think it's so cool that she started doing Chicken Shop.
I know.
She's so cool. In London, on YouTube. And she's built this huge audience of, like, you know, people like us. And now she is... She's broadcasting to millions on the red carpet. Like...
Did she have another situation with Andrew Garfield? Did that happen? That was what I wanted to see.
Actually, I posted a video last night and I said, are we ready for part three? But no.
Did it not happen?
No. I haven't seen it.
Did you see, like, Madeline Argy and Central C actually together at a fashion show sat next to each other?
What's everyone's opinions on Central C?
I love her.
I don't know.
Like, music-wise, I'm like, I have no opinion on it.
Music-wise,
I'm obsessed.
Yeah, me too.
I've heard the one song.
Really? That was about it for me.
Yeah. I don't know.
He's like one of my favourite people at the moment.
Same. Really? Yeah. I love his fashion, everything. I think it's really cool.
Is anyone else following this guy on TikTok? Called Octopus Lover 8. So people will comment and be like, can you do... It's him, like, acting. Doing a little bit like
sketches
but it's very like a Gen Z take, so it'll be like can you do the Mona Lisa when they finish painting her, and it'll be him being like, are we done yet
thanks guys, thank you, send it to me, and he's got like a Starbucks
or it's like do the president that didn't get into Mount Rushmore.
Oh, I didn't see that one.
And he's like, did they say why?
It's just so funny. It's just like, yeah, like,
what's
it
called? Octopus Lover 8.
He is so funny. And he's all so over funny. My For You page. Like, every he's, second yeah. video. I'm like,
I think now our phone will appear us talking
yeah.
about
yeah. yeah.
He's honestly, it's the, they're the
it's
funniest.
It's such good,
videos.
Like, light
it
relief.
It will be like, he'll do, he did one the other day that was like, you're Santa's lead elf and you dropped the ball and didn't get half of the presents sent so out. Ridiculous. And it'll be him, like, on the phone to someone and he's like, finds the presents and he's like, what I told Daniel that I sent them to him. What does Santa know? Will he find out? And it's just so funny.
It's so funny.
Moving on to prods we love.
Yes. What's everyone loving at the moment?
So Peggy Goo has got like each time, I think it's each time she does a tour, she'll release like a load of merch.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the coolest merch ever. Like,
I love her. Peggy Goo is that DJ's.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah, yeah.
Love Peggy Goo.
And she's got such good fashion sense. Like, she's so cool. And every time, I don't know when the next drop is, but you have to be on it with the drops. But
okay.
Each time, they're like the coolest t-shirts, and then the cats will match the t-shirts. It sounds, because normally I feel like merch for that kind of thing is really
cringy.
Shit. Yeah.
She but is cool. She is sick.
Like,
so cool.
Logos and everything on them are really, really cool. Like, really
okay,
like it.
Okay, thanks for
yeah.
that, Lee. Mine is another foodie one.
Of course it is.
But don't worry, guys, it's not M&S. It is the Tilda Sticky Rice. So, you know...
Jasmine
yes.
rice.
No, no. Sushi rice. They now do sushi rice in a packet that you
so
can buy.
Good. It's so good.
Are you making sushi?
Yeah.
Daisy loves making sushi.
I love making it. No, I haven't actually made sushi with it, but I had it with a curry and it was really nice.
I had it with salmon.
It's heavy. It's
really
like,
nice.
It's sticky sushi rice.
Do you have the sushi kit? So you could make that.
I do have, yeah.
I really want one of them.
Yeah. No, they are good. They are good.
I'm obsessed.
Satna, what prods are you loving?
Oh my God. So I've actually just started using a new skincare thing called the Dermalogica Clear Start. And it's basically really good. I get spots literally all the fucking time, and it's like a little serum you need to use like once a week, and you just put it all over your skin like a mask almost.
Yeah.
What is it? How big is it?
It's like that bit. It's like it's got a pipette, like a little.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, it's like clear. It's not like a mask where it's like thick. It's just
more of like an oil.
No, or not like even. It's like a gel.
Okay.
Almost.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is
and
it
you put
like
it on.
Dry? Is it like dry when you? Sorry.
No, it doesn't.
It just
she really wants this.
I feel like I'm trying to work out if I need
no it's just like a gel. You just put it all over your skin. It probably just stays like wet, like tacky.
Okay.
And you can leave it on for like, I did about 5 to 6 minutes just because my skin's quite sensitive, and then you take it off and it like buffs away all of your like dead skin and texture.
Oh.
And your skin just feels so much smoother. You are meant to use it over time, and it like helps reduce scarring and like dark marks and things like that, but like even after the first go you can literally feel how much better it feels. So that's one of mine. The second one of mine is a podcast called The Psychology of Your 20s, and oh my God, they're quite short, so you can really like go through them. She breaks down just like major moments in life or things that you go through in your 20s and kind of like breaks down the psychology behind them. So I was listening to one the other day about like this idea of your dream job, and she says that like it's a privilege to obviously enjoy your job and like think you're doing this like dream job and whatever, but that's not the case for everyone, and you shouldn't feel this pressure to like have this dream job. Like, some people can just have a job to make money, and it shouldn't be like
Do
your
you
whole
think
life
so much pressure when you finish
100%.
Uni to be like in the like if you don't know what you want to do.
Yeah.
I think there's so much pressure to then
exactly.
find what you want to do and be happy. Yeah.
And it takes a while. Like, it took me a while.
For
it takes,
sure.
Yeah.
But her whole thing is that like you don't have to ever have your dream job.
No.
You don't ever have to like your career isn't the central part of your life, and it shouldn't be.
Yeah.
And like there is such this like conversation around like your worth being your career.
Yeah,
and it shouldn't
like,
be that.
It's,
yeah,
I was talking to someone about this the other day. It's like, do you live to work or work to
exactly.
live?
Exactly. But yeah, she does all sorts of things. There's another one about like having a quarter life crisis, which is like when you're 20 and you don't know what you're doing, or there's things about
yeah.
dating and all sorts. I really, really recommend.
Kate, what prod are you loving?
Me and my best friend Georgie, we live together, and we have this gel machine that we got from Amazon, and honestly it's the best thing.
Your housemate.
Yeah. Well, exactly. And then we both will be like, let's get more colors, or I ordered more colors. Exactly.
Time.
It's so nice.
You have to then order off Amazon the CND.
Oh, that
like
nail.
Brand, yeah, the actual
yeah.
brand, and then
oh, really?
The polish. Yeah.
See, we use
I progressed
mine. I think it's
mine
called
in.
Miley.
Yeah,
seen that one.
Yeah, which you can also get them on ASOS as well. But it's changed my life.
Yeah.
And
well, we'll link it below.
Yeah. Yeah, I will. And you can get so many different colours, and it comes with a really good starter kit.
So let's have a look.
Of colours.
That's very so good. Nice. There's, my issue is I just can't actually paint my own nails myself. I can't do it. So that I can't.
No, I've got really good at it. And also, like, doing, you can do your feet, you can do your hands. So
also,
so
yeah, it's quite so nice in the evening just sitting there watching. I love doing it. I watch on the TV on and just do my nails.
Okay, next up, as someone that's obsessed with M&S, we have got an M&S taste test.
I'm so excited.
I'm actually very hungry as well, so this has come at a great time.
Me too. I've also seen what's in the bag.
Have you? Kate took a sneaky look.
I've just seen so much from M&S on TikTok at the moment, so I'm glad we're trying it all out.
Okay, so we're going to give all the things that have gone viral on TikTok a taste. First up are this Tutti Frutti grapes.
Oh my goodness.
Naturally grown and bursting with exotic fruity flavours.
I haven't seen these before. Should I wait?
Everyone has to do it at the same time.
Go.
It just tastes like a grape, doesn't it?
It tastes like a bland grape.
They do have a bit of tutti fruit.
Yeah, but it tastes like a grape. It tastes like an old grape.
Really?
You know what they taste like? You know when you get those fruit boxes that have like that chopped up fruit that taste really sweet?
And grapes.
With grapes in it, they taste like the grapes get, in
there. Yeah.
They are sweeter than a usual grape, I will say that.
Nice. If they were in the fridge, they'd be really nice.
I don't understand the tutti frutti, but it is sweet and they are lovely.
And it's made me buy them. So.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm giving it a 4.
Okay.
That's a savage race.
Yeah, no, I think they're definitely a 7. They're
I'd say 7.
Yeah. They're nice, but they're not anything special.
Right? Yeah, they're just grapes.
It's a 4.
Okay, ready, next up.
Black truffle and olive oil.
Crisps. Oh, love. Guys, I don't like truffle. I know.
I
just smell those. Jesus Christ.
Bathe me in truffle. Like, actually do.
That is insane.
I could eat truffle like out of the pot.
Hurry up, I need to get it.
Please have one.
Okay, go,
so
Sam, go, go.
You go.
Okay. Oh my gosh, this is going to be good. I can just feel it.
Like, bury me in truffle.
Sorry, I didn't give you one.
It's fine.
Do you not want one?
I'll try one.
Get a little one.
I don't like them. I'm salivating at the thought of this.
I'm going to get a small one because I just don't.
Woof.
Round of applause.
Oh my god, pass the packet.
They're good.
Woof.
They are ridiculous.
They're so good.
I just love how salty they are as well.
I feel like... No. It's a no from me.
They're not too overpowering either. They're perfect.
No, they're like a light truffle.
Actually...
It's just so rich.
9 out of 10. Have you ever had the ones from Bailey and Sage?
No. But I like them. Okay. That's really nice.
Do we want sweet or savoury?
I'm going back and forth.
Please,
I don't mind.
Let's get rid of those.
Okay. You want savoury?
Okay, that's too sweet. I don't mind.
So the Percy Pig Easter edition.
That's a bit of you.
Yeah.
I love Percy Pig.
Is there a whole farm of them, or is it just pigs?
It's just piggies.
I've had these ones before. They're really good.
So the pigs are multicoloured.
Also, they're all the good bit, the foamy bit. There's no jelly in there.
Really?
That's good. Okay. Wait. What animals everyone got? I've got a rat.
I have a piggy.
I've got bunny.
Oh, maybe one's a bunny. Actually, not a rat.
I didn't know there was a bunny. Either.
I have a rat.
I've got a rat.
Little rat.
Oh no, this is going to take ages to chew, isn't it? Oh, it's really good.
But it's really good. Ooh. I like that it's like a mixture of all the flavours.
Percy Pig, 10 out of 10.
Really nice.
Very good.
I think I prefer like the normal ones.
I think they're all vegan now.
Oh, right. Lovely.
That for me is a good 8.5.
That 7. Was, yeah, that's an 8 for me.
Next up. This is really exciting. With the Easter round being around the corner, the extremely cheesy.
Oh my god!
This
cheddar and red Leicester.
This
hot
is a bit of me.
These are the ones you talked about last time, aren't they?
Yeah.
This is a bit of me.
But gluten-free galley's gonna have to sit out on this really one. But
oh
I'll
no.
have a little nibble.
It's a bit like cheesy bread.
Ooh,
yummy.
Oh, it's alright actually. It's quite.
If it was warm, it's like a cheesy straw. It's like that kind of flavour.
Like brioche, cheesy
delicious.
Brioche.
That's really nice.
If
you
it was
really
hot,
like
the cheese would
be
delicious.
Why don't you
have a little bit?
I think that with Marmite heated up would be dangerous.
Yeah,
oh, I like the hit. Little bursts of cheese.
Yeah, again. It's not like the whole thing.
Yeah,
cheesy.
But I feel like they'd melt if you.
That they're dangerous. Actually.
Yeah, they'd be like stringy.
What? As in, you could eat a whole
these,
packet
yeah,
of those.
Yeah, that's nice, and they're really fresh.
That's delicious.
Mm.
Very good, M&S.
That's a 10 out of 10.
Do you want to pull the next thing out?
Yeah. We have got pretzel thins, and the flavour is honey mustard and onion.
Okay.
I love honey mustard.
It's a good day for me.
Right, sweet or savoury? You sweet or savoury?
Savoury.
Sweet or
right
savoury?
Right now, I'm savoury.
I'm usually sweet. But at the moment, I feel like savory.
I feel savory today.
I'm savory right now.
Right,
oh,
B.
Gosh.
Thank you.
Oh, I like how thin they are.
Mm.
Wait, hang on.
They are pretzel thins.
Oh, wow.
They're not very flavoury.
They're good.
Right? I think they're a bit bland.
Mmm.
I like those.
I really like that. I like bland. The light flavouring. Mm.
Do you think that they need a dip or something?
Yeah, that would be really nice.
Thank you.
Bit of hummus.
Hummus or sour cream or something.
That's what you don't want
to do. I'm with B on this one. I'm not a big fan of those.
Right, next we have...
Oh my God.
The Plant Kitchen 8-2-E Cherry Bakewell Cookies with oats, almonds and cherries.
Yeah, cherry Bakewell is my favourite.
Ooh! Okay. Ooh. Really
these are
chunky.
These are for the vegan girls.
Vegan girlies.
They're nice. If you like cherry Bakewell.
They're like a 5 for me.
Mm.
Like, I wouldn't reach for this.
I like the flavour.
If it had chocolate chips in it.
Yeah.
I think that dipped in a cup of tea would be so good.
Oh my God, no, I love that.
Yeah.
That I love that flavour.
Really?
Cherry Bakewell.
Mm. I think it's an acquired taste.
Do you think? Yeah. That's good. I'd rate that an 8.
I don't really like almonds, though. Almonds.
Okay.
No, I actually like the flavours. Nice. I like what's in it, but I would rather a chocolatey one.
Actually, having finished the second vibe, I've come full circle. They're actually really
with
nice.
A cuppa.
Okay.
Mm.
They take the amaretto biscuits.
Yeah, yeah. I love amaretto.
With a bit of, yeah. Yeah, that's
nice. I think they might be
I'm going back to my cheesy rock crossbar. Oh my God.
Oh, these are cool.
Eggs ragoui caramel eggs.
Lovely. And they're in a little like egg carton, which is very satisfying.
Let's taste on these.
Are we thinking this is like a cream egg?
Do you think they're going to be? Oh my God, they look so sweet. Oh. They're like, I thought they were going to be wrapped, and they look like real mini chocolate.
Oh, that's so cute.
Sweet.
So, for viewers listening, what have we got, B?
Yeah, they look like
they're in a little egg punnet.
Chocolate eggs, and it's sweet because they're in little like tissue, like they're real eggs. It looks like a cream egg from the inside.
Oh my God.
Oh my goodness. It's got caramel in the center instead of icing.
Yeah, that's well good.
It's that's way
sweet.
Better than a cream egg, guys.
Mm. The chocolate's nicer. Mm. You don't like it?
Yeah,
I can't like it. I love it.
I wouldn't be able to smash a whole one, but it's yummy. I just really like M&S chocolate. Like, the chocolate is so yummy.
Mm, that is really sick.
Daisy is just scarfing herself.
Mm.
Delicious.
I'm not a fan of that. Sorry, M&S.
Delicious.
Do you guys like a cream egg, though?
No, I don't.
Too sickly for me.
But you like these?
Mm. Mm. They're not as sweet as a cream egg.
I think that's
so sweet.
I don't like either of them. Oh my God. Chocolate orange speckled eggs.
Mm.
They're like a mini egg, but chocolate orange.
Oh my God. Mini egg have done loads of collaborations with different chocolates. So you can get Oreo mini eggs. And you can get, I think, maybe Terry Chocolate. I can't remember.
That's nice.
I saw them at Waitrose at the weekend. And I'm here for the class.
They smell really orangey.
What do they smell like?
Orange.
Orange.
Ooh.
This looks like a satsuma.
No,
I don't like that.
You're not very impressed with overall, are you? She's hard to please.
I'm savoury. Give me 3 more of those hot crisp buns.
You're ready for 2. Yeah, the truffle crisp buns.
And the truffle crisps.
I'm not a fan.
Not a fan.
The shell is too much.
The shell is odd.
And it's too hard.
You had one?
No, because I've just had the whole of it.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
That big one, I'm getting a bit sick now.
It's nothing on a classic mini egg, yeah.
Okay, well, so M&S, you didn't quite win us over with the orange chalky speckled eggs. Mm. But what do we reckon then, top 3?
Ooh, for me, hot cross bun.
Yeah.
Crisps.
Yeah.
Percy pigs.
Okay, B?
Percy pigs, hot cross buns, and those nice little biscuits.
The like, cherry bake one.
Yeah,
okay. Kate?
Nice. Hot cross buns.
Yeah.
Crisps. I'm actually veering back towards the grapes, you know.
Wow.
This is the one you didn't
know. I know, but I'm looking at them now and thinking I quite fancy one of those.
Yeah, I was thinking that as well, like, because I feel like we've got a lot of sweet stuff in our.
Yeah.
Okay, I would go top tier were these incredible eggs with the caramel in the middle.
They look a bit sad now.
They're so good.
Yum.
And then I'd definitely say the black truffle and olive oil crisps. And third place.
Not your cookies.
Oh, yeah, I third of the cherry bake cookies.
Nice.
Those cookies were good.
Yeah. Also, keep eyeing up. We've got a Percy Pig smoothie there.
What have we got in the Percy Pig smoothie?
So in the smoothie, there it is. apple, grape juice, and raspberry puree.
Okay.
Okay.
Ooh, nice.
Mm. If Lux Kill did juice.
Yeah, I know, it would look like this. Wait,
cheers, cheers.
Cheers. Ready? Oh my god, it's like baby food. That's amazing.
Oh yeah, it is. It's like pureed strawberries and things.
It's like baby food.
That's not for me.
I do like things like that.
It's just chunky. Why is it chunky?
It does taste like a Percy Pig though as well. Do you think?
It's not as sweet as I thought it was gonna be, which is good. I just don't like the texture.
Oh god,
of that.
See
good.
It off.
Yeah, that was very good.
Mm.
Do you want to finish mine?
I'm good. I like that. Well, yeah, that was great. M&S.
I quite like that.
Mm.
I like the creativity they've gone to with
so
it.
So do I, Bea. And their Easter section is definitely worth checking out.
Those, the eggs, the orange eggs were quite good. Just the shell was a bit surprising.
Hard. Well, yeah, that's a wrap, guys, on episode 4. How are we on episode 4?
That's exciting.
That's crazy.
But thanks so much for joining us.
That was so fun.
See you on the sofa very soon.
Yeah.
Very soon.
Bye.
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 Bye.